Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I'm on vacation this week. Rather than on covering timely financial stories that the rest of the media missed or got wrong, this week I will share with you non-financial failures of the U.S. government. Today, let's review the failure of the Environmental Protection Agency and its administrator, Gina McCarthy, to protect Flint citizens from unsafe water. As reported in the Lansing State Journal 10 days ago, Jennifer Crooks, the EPA drinking water manager for Michigan, and another EPA official were contacted 1 month after the switch last spring from Detroit's system to Flint River-sourced water. The complaint was that the water was discolored, foul-smelling, and was blamed for recent skin rashes. Crooks relayed this complaint to the chief of the protection branch of the EPA's Office of Groundwater and Drinking Water. On June 20, Crooks sent an email to EPA and DEQ officials reporting the Flint water complaints. She noted that the DEQ found no regulated contaminants above acceptable levels. That same day, the Center for Disease Control said it might be worth testing Flint's water for additional contaminants. The EPA then apparently dropped further investigation until after the problems with lead in Flint's water grabbed headlines this February. The initial report as to what went wrong with Flint's water puts blame on the EPA, the Michigan DEQ, and Flint officials and emergency managers. Top DEQ officials are already gone, but EPA Administrator McCarthy, in testimony to Congress, refused to hold her staff accountable for their failures. Last August, other EPA officials were involved in a toxic wastewater spill in Colorado that contaminated the drinking water of tens of millions of Americans as far away as San Diego. The Flint water crisis is inexcusable, with some calling for Michigan Governor Snyder to resign. If forthcoming information makes the case for the governor to leave office, I think the same consequence would doubly apply for EPA Administrator McCarthy for her agency's two failures to protect America's drinking water. Perhaps even President Obama, who failed by appointing McCarthy, should resign right along with them. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.